please.
Our next case is number 12,082, Gregory N. Johnson, seeking variances from the side and rear yard setbacks, section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Mount Pleasant Road, approximately 1,594 feet south of the intersection of Phillips Landing Road and Mount Pleasant Road. The 911 address is 31297 Mount Pleasant Road, Laurel. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 432, Map 6, Parcel 16. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 4.9-foot variance from the 10-foot side and a 6.2-foot variance from the 10-foot rear and for a shed located on the property.
Any letter? No letters?
No letters.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Greg Johnson, 5037 Morgan's Way, Laurel.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request?
The shed that we're speaking of was constructed in 1984. The previous owners, Robin and Gary Jones, applied for a building permit in, I think, January of 1984. And on January 14th of 1985, a certificate of compliance is on record and issued, and they believed mistakenly that they had complied with all requirements. The home was recently sold. Mortgage company required a survey. Their survey revealed that the building was too close to the setback lines.
Okay.
The building has been in the community for 34 years. Mm-hmm. It's been completely redone in the last 6 months, freshly painted, and is in better condition probably than it's been in the last 10 or 12 years anyway.
Right.
There's probably 15 to 18 poultry houses. It's a very farm area, and this is a building that's used strictly for storage and pretty common shed. They just made a mistake when they got it.
Right. Okay. Well, let's see if they have any questions. We'll start with you, Mr. Mears.
I don't think I have any.
Oh, wait. Mr. Warburton?
I have no questions.
You have no questions. Ms. McGee?
So, not created by the applicant. So explain this, that they were given a building permit for this shed.
I am not. Mr. and Mrs. Jones did this back in 1984. They sold the property, and I have fixed the buildings up. And
so
now
you
have this.
You're the present owner?
Yes. They built the buildings back in 1984. They believe the certificate of compliance, the verbiage confused them. They believe passionately that they got the proper documents then, because we've had discussions about this since it surfaced. But when I sold the property, I've recently sold the property, and when that mortgage company did a survey, it revealed that this building was within the setback requirements.
It says the variance on file is dated 1985.
That's the issue, is that it's a certificate of compliance, not a variance, and the Joneses believe that that certificate of compliance was a variance, and I don't believe there. I now understand apparently.
So can the staff explain this a little bit more?
We have a record of a building permit and a CO. The CO was from P&Z, was issued on January 4th, 1985.
Okay.
I don't have a copy of the building permit in the file, unfortunately.
So it wasn't a variance,
but it was not,
which is stated on the application.
Right.
It was a building permit.
And the certificate of compliance, correct.
Okay.
I don't know if I have a copy of the original building permit.
I do have a question. The shed that's on the site, do you know if that was the original shed or if they added onto it over the years?
I don't believe they've added on to it, but I don't know.
So how long have you owned it? Since the 19th?
I owned it for approximately a year and a half.
This says
I believe
2014. That would be 3 years.
I sold the property 6 months ago, and we have been in a law over this variance.
I'm the next door neighbor.
Well, ma'am, you have to be.
When you get a chance, he'll give you a chance to talk.
Okay.
You just have to seat right now. We'll call you.
And I may have done. I won't go through I didn't buy this property. I live close by. I didn't buy it to develop it, and I ended up buying another property and did my original intent, and then I ended up putting a new home on the property, fixed the sheds up, and sold it, and that's when this occurred.
But you didn't add on to this shed?
I didn't do anything to the sheds, other than paint them.
Okay. All right, that was my question.
So the sheds were there when you bought it?
Absolutely.
You
didn't do anything? They have been there since 1984.
Okay.
And you haven't done anything to them at all then? That was my question.
Okay. And you got caught when you got ready to sell it again, and that's when they asked for another survey, and that's when?
The mortgage company asked for a survey, and that's when this survey.
Okay. All right, good.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Shrupp, do you have any questions?
I presume that couldn't be moved into compliance. See there's a concrete pad.
It's a concrete pad. It's a pole shed.
Has it got electric or anything in it?
It has electric, no water.
Okay. And I'm looking at your survey. It looks to me like that kind of panhandle part probably couldn't be used for anything. Is that right? Well, it looks like it'd be difficult to fit anything within the setback.
It's a very narrow, that whole panhandle thing.
Any complaints?
This is the closest neighbor.
All right.
It's been there 34 years, and I don't think anybody's ever had it.
Is there a well and septic on the property?
Yes.
Where is that located?
Directly, but the septic's in the front yard, and the well is between the house and this shed.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Do you wish to speak, ma'am?
No. Because he's got two sheds down here, and
okay.
I understand what shed you were talking about.
Alrighty. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,082. Shape and size of the lot make it difficult and unique. The variance is necessary to enable use of the property. It was like that when he bought it. The variance would not alter central character of the neighborhood. The neighbor right across from it has no problem with it, and it's a minimum variance that before we leave.
All right, thank you. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,082. All those in favor of the motion? Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated by a vote 4-0. Case number 12,082 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.